have from an anasosai. If you stam live with a lady, you didn't marry her, she's not your wife. You just live with a lady and you made her pregnant, and then she had a daughter. The shaila is, if the father lives with such a daughter, is he chayiv misa or not? That's a machlokes. Because the shaila, where to learn it out from? The Yom HaRava, Rava says, Omer le'Rav Yitzchak bar Avadimi, Asya heina heina, Asya zima zima. But you need a whole limud. The Torah doesn't say it clearly, that bitoy manasosoy yechayiv. So it could be that this zochin manly says, she's mutter to you, you're not chayiv koris. And the Bez Nagod, the Paskins know that Bita Manasosi is Chayiv Koros. So if you go back home and you Paskin such a din, for that you Chayiv Misa. That's called the din, the Shining Din, Nagayat Koros. So actually the high din means Yafinan. There's the din of how do we learn out a certain Issa. So the Bez Nagod will say, yes, Bita Manasosi is Osa, and he'll go back home and Paskin, she's Mutter, for that is Chayiv Misa. Then the pasuk says bein dam le dam, so idashin means bein dam nida, dam leida, and dam ziva. Now what's the machlokes in each case? Dam nida could be the plukta akavya be malal of rabbonin. This could be told the machlokes. We have a machlokes akavya in rabbonin. It's now look like this. Dam hayorik. Let's say an isha sees green blood, her period comes out green. Is she tummy or not? Machlokes. Akavya b'malala mitame, yes. Even though it's a green color, he holds green color is also called dam nida. Tichachom mitame, chom say no. Dam is red or black, not green. That's what we're paskin. If you have a green stain, she's tall. So it could be like this, that the bed, Nagodo, paskins one way, and he goes back home, paskins the other way. So it's a shalom whether she is in either or not. And that's a shalom v'chi, of course. So now be chayiv misa. Dam leida, where is the machlekes by dam leida? So the Ashkenisha gives birth, so we say the blood she sees, then it depends. For the first, by an ida, by a nekeva, the first 14 days she's tamei, and then the next 44 days she's tore. More than that, yeah. So, then, dam leida, the plukta, the rav levi. If they learn like this, rav says, maya nechadu. That is the Torah says, let's say by a zohar, that the first 7 days she's tummy, and then the next 33 days she's tall. So what's the pshat? The flow of blood, so Rav says it comes out from the same place. There's one mayim, there's one makor, there's one well there. Hatoyah timosoi, when the blood starts coming out the first 7 days after she gave birth to a zohar, that dam, the Torah says she's tummy, midiraisa, the Hatoyah timosoi. But after 7 days midiraisa, she can go to the mikvah, and she's mutter lebaila. Even though she continuously sees blood the next 33 days, still midiraisa she's tor. That's called dam tor. That's Rav Svara. That's one mayan, just the Torah changes the halachas. That the first 7 days, that dam is tor, and the next 33 days, the dam is tor. First one's tummy, then tor. That's Rav Shita. Levi Yomino. Levi says, you know, shnei mayonasein. There are two different mayonas, two different wells there. There are two different occurrences. Nista matame, the first 7 days the dam comes out from one place, one mayim. Now when that stops, then the eighth day, if she sees then, we say, nifta chator. It opens up the second mayim, the second place opens up, the dam comes out. Nista matol, at the end of 33 days, then we say that mayim closes up, and nifta chatame. That's what Levi says. And what's the nafkamina? The Gemara there explains the nafkamina is, let's say the flow comes straight, steady, from the seventh day into the eighth day. There's no stop. It's the same flow of dam. So according to Rav, the dam would be tummy. Because even though it's the same flow, the Torah says on the eighth day she's tore. But according to Levi, it's two different mayonis. The first mind has to stop. See that there's a steady flow, the first mind did not stop. Therefore, if the first flow of dam is coming out the whole seventh day, and it goes into the eighth day, she'll still be tummy. Because that comes from the mayin atame. So it's an afkamina if the dam coming out on the eighth day is tor or tummy. So that's the machlekes, Bez Nagodo, and this Zaka Mamre. That's also to a chi of misa, therefore it's ischa of misa.
Here, dam ziva, where's the machlekes about dam ziva? Again, dam ziva is during these 11 days. After Nisha saw a period, then 7 days later she's still nida. after those 7 days, now the next 11 days, if she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava. What's the machlokes? The fact of the Rebbe Elazar of Rebbe Yeshua, that now we learn like this. Kishusa shloshi yomin b'toich echad asa yom. Kishusa means she has labor pains. She's about to give birth. And the lacha is, dam ziva yoni kamei, if the dam comes out by itself. But if something causes her to see, she doesn't become a Zava. Like if she's giving birth, and the baby causes her to see dam, even though it's during the 11 days, she doesn't become a Zava. Dam Zava is the only tummy that comes out by itself. Here the question was, she had hard labor pains. Kishasa, she had hard pains. Shleshi Yomim, 3 days, B'teich Echad Asa Yom. And she saw dam those 3 days. Now, and then she gave birth. So the question is, do we say the baby is what caused that blood or not? So it depends. In Shofsa Miyeis, if she calmed down, the pains went away for 24 hours, the yolda, then she gave birth, Harezi Yolenis Dezoiv. We say yes, the 3 days that she saw down before does not have to do with the baby, because the pains calmed down. So it's not the labor that's causing it, Stam she's a Zova, so then she's tummy. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, these are words of Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Yeshua Oimer, no, Laila B'Yom, it's not totally in the 24-hour period, but it has to be that she waited one whole night and one whole day. Kilel Shabbos V'Yomai, like a Shabbos like Shabbos. Shabbos starts at night and at during the daytime. In other words, she's only a Ptur if a whole night went by and a whole day. But that can be sometimes more than 24 hours, because if she started to see in the middle of the night, so she doesn't have the whole night. She has to have to wait the next day, the next night, and then first. So it's a little bit longer. Yeah. Kol Shabbos, V'yomai. She'sasa min atzar, v'loy min adam. That means that she stopped from her pain. The pain stopped. If her pain, the labor pains, went away for this period of time, then we say the blood that came out was not because of the labor, was not because of the baby, but it was her own dam zava. Therefore she's tummy. So again, it's a machlokes. When does she become tummy? This could be a shalom lezaki mamri. Then we dashin ben din ledin. What does that mean? Dine mamnis, dine nefrosha, dine makis. So the question is, dine mamnis, what does dine mamnis have to do with the chi of chorus? Dine mamnis is the chai of a pot of money. What does that have to do with the chi of chorus? The tluk to the shmuel v'mavua. The yom ha-shmuel, shnayim shedonu dineim din. If two people pass in the shayla, it's called a din. El shenikro, des din chosuf. So v'mavua, mano. L'divrei ha-koyol, ain't the name din. That's not called the din. So what would this have to do with the chiyuv misa, though? So Rashi says like this. If there's been paskin that the person's chayav to pay you money. So he paid you money. And with this money now, you went and married or what, you married your wife. So shalom is the k'dushin chal or not? If it's not your money, the k'dushin is not chal. So it could come out then that someone else lived with her, she's neshes ish, not a neshes ish. It could come out the shal is when she's neshes ish or not. So dinim mamis has to do with dinner curse. If there's been pastors that the person should pay you money, and really you don't deserve the money, so it's not your money. So when you marry your wife with it, the Kedushin is not chal. So it comes out, it'll come out big shalmas whether she's nation fish or not. So by dinner money, she could also have a shalm of dinner curse. Yeah. So current things come on anything, anything you could have. Yeah. Right, dinner nefashas, where's the machlokes of dinner nefashas? The pluk to the Rebbe Rabbanan, Titania, Rebbe Yomer v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh mamin, means you only have to pay money. The Rashi is the miskavin horegezer v'horegezer. The question is, where again you're fighting with your friend, and an isha raw pregnant lady came there, and you punched her. You didn't have intentions of punching her. You had intentions of punching your friend, and by mistake you punched her. So the prophet says, nefesh tachas nefesh. So what does it mean? Does it mean we kill you? Or does it mean you only have to pay money? That's the machlokes. Rebbe Yoimi v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, mamin. Ah, so you're telling me mamon, or Yoimi no, nefesh, Yoimi means we kill you, mamish. Nema nesina lamala, for nema nesina lamato. Malahal and mamon means money. Afkan mamon only means money. So there's a shayla that one says yichayiv misa, one says yoni chayiv mamon. If there's the mepaskin yichayiv misa, and you go back home and you learn that yoni chayiv mamon, that's the case of doina koris that we kill you. Dine makis, the pluk to the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbonim.
the Tnan, Makis Begimel, to give Makis is enough for Bezna 3. Mishima Mishima Lomu, Bechav Gimel. No, you have to have a Bezna 23. And again, Rashi explains it. If you only have to have a Bezna 23, so let's say there's only a Bezna 3, and they pass him to give Makis, they're over love. You have no right to give Makis. Comes out you're a Mazik. You'll have to pay money. If you have to pay money, the question of that money really belongs to you or not. And then you'll be mikadosh an issue with it. If the money really belongs to you, the kedusha is chal. If the money does not really belong to you, on the side to say no, the psak was a good psak, you deserve to have malchus, the money's not your money. The money's not your money then, because they have a right to hit you. So again, a shiloh of malchus could come out to whether they have to pay you back for the damage they did to you or not. So the question of the money belongs to you or not. And with that money, if you be mikadosh an isha, there'll be a shiloh of the kedusha is chal. Now, de nega le nega. Another machlokes says to nega nega. What does that mean? De nige yodom, nige bat, and nige begodim. Now, where are the machlokes in? Nige yodom, the cloak to Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbonim. This man we learned. In Baharis, Kodemus, the Sarah Lovon, if the white spot comes first, before the hair turns white, Tomei. In Sarah Lovon, Kodemus, Baharis, but let's say the hair turns white first, before the white spot tore. What's going to be those suffix? We don't know which one came first. Did the white spot come first, or did the hair turn white first? So Tommy, the suffix also says Tommy. Rabbi Shua no keya, my keya, or my rova keya tore. That Rabbi Shua says no. If you have a suffix, which one came first? It's tore. Seth nafkamino again. Whether the person is tore or Tommy, what does this have to do with the chiyuv koros? Here could be a case also whether he's chayiv mitzvah or not. If he's tummy, he goes into the base of Mikdash, whether he's chayiv mitzvah or not. Now, so the tummy. Nigay batim, where's the machlekes by a nega in the house? The plukta, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, for Rabbonin. This man, we had this before. Rebbe Lezer, Shimon, Omer. Li oyla meina bayis tummy. According to him, there was never a nega bayis. Why? Kosiyos, the bias does not become tamei ad until sheyira kishnei grisim. You have to see the size of two beans al shtei avonim on two different stones, b'shnei kselim on two different walls of the house, the karen zavis exact corner. It has to be in the corner of the house and two opposite stones, one next to another. Orkei kishnei grisim has to be the length of two grisim. For rechboy, it's width kigris, like one gris. So that's very not shchiach. Periyos, that's the only time the house becomes tamei. And the other ones hold no. So it could be a machlokes again, whether the bias is tamei or not, and the nafkamina is, if he goes into the base of Mikdash. My time with Rebbe Lezer, what's Rebbe Lezer's time? My time with Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. Ksiv, the pasuk says kir, or ksiv kirois, says two psukim. Kir and kiros, a wall, and two walls. So Ezeo kir, where's there a wall? Shuk kiros, that's like two walls. It means in a corner. In a corner just opposite one the other, it come out looks like one, but really it's two. That's the only time the Torah says Yichayiv, Yitomei, by Nigel Batim. So again, one said he's Tomei, one said he's Tor, and this person went into the base of Migdash, so the Shalim is Chayiv Misanat. Nigel Begodim, the Plukta of the Rabbi Yonasan, Ben of Thomas Rabbonim, the Tanya we learned. The Yonasan ben Aftum is saying there,